So the first question is, find a space that knows about how you organize time and your relationship to it.
Oh gosh. Okay. I'm sitting at a desk and I have my computer in front of me and I've got my mobile phone and my work BlackBerry there, and I've got my notepad
Okay.
in front of me looking organised at the moment.
Okay. So does this feel like a good space to start?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a bit limited on where I can go, so I'm just moving. I'm just changing my position, listening to what you were saying earlier. I'm choosing to change my position.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that the right space?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And from that space, whereabouts is your past? Is your past in front of you? Is it behind you? Is it to the side of you? Maybe below or above you? Inside or outside you? Whereabouts is your past?
I would say my immediate reaction to that question was it's behind me, but it's almost like it's still kind of attached to me, but it's attached to my back, if that makes sense. So, sort of fanning out behind me.
Okay, and it's behind you, and still attached, and fanning out behind you. And when your past is behind you, does that past have a shape or a size?
I don't think it is like this, but my immediate reaction with this kind of like superhero cloak, but that's not, I think that's just because I've just tried to draw it and that's what it looks like, but it's more like you know when something's going really, really fast and you get that kind of distorted kind of lines coming out of the back of it, if that makes sense. It's almost like that, and it's not to say that my time is going past really fast, but it's like a big fan, and it's just lots and lots of different strands.
Big fan with different strands.
Yeah.
And is there anything else about your past when it's a big fan and different strands?
Yeah, it's just looking at it, some bits of it are much easier to remember than others. But that's okay.
And we can use this representation of your time to explore and represent different significant moments in your past. For the purposes of our exercise today, whereabouts is the time that you first started learning about clean?
It's funny. So I've got a drawing here in front of me, a little stick man with lots and lots of sort of lines coming off the back of it. And some are longer than others, and I'm immediately drawn to one of those shorter ones. So I think, you know, very logically, I'm like, well, it was about a year ago. And it still feels very fresh in my mind, so it doesn't feel like it's very far in my past.
And can you represent that time 1 year ago? On the big fan on the strand.
Yeah, I've just kind of drawn a dot coming from my head, a line coming from my head, and there's a dot on it, which is, and that dot is clean. I'm just going to write clean. Yeah.
Okay. And there's a dot that you've drawn. And what kind of dot is that dot?
It's a marker. It's like a pinpoint. It's saying this is that moment.
And what does that marker, that dot, know?
I think it knows that that was a moment where things started to change. So I've had quite a lot of change in the last year, and it feels like that was one of the catalysts for it. So I'm going to write it down. That's my clean catalyst. Yeah. So it knows it was a very, although it didn't feel very significant at the time, actually it knows it was quite significant.
And what do you know about that?
I know that that's probably been a bit of a realization for me, and I now want to go and explore what some of the other catalysts might be that I've ignored. Because I want to kind of revisit it and see if there are some that I've maybe missed that could be helpful in helping me to move to wherever it is I'm going to go to next.
You'd like to explore those other catalysts. We don't have time in this session to do that exploration. However, could you write or draw those catalysts on that fan, on those strands, in whatever way feels right now?
Yeah, I'm just doing lots of, I'm sort of drawing dots along my line. Little question marks next to them.
Okay.
So that'll be the, and I don't have to go and explore them all. But I can go and I can just look and I can go, okay, yeah, that's what I want to spend some time thinking.
Okay. And now we're going to explore your present. So whereabouts is your present? Is it in front of you, behind you, to the side, inside, below, or above? Whereabouts is your present?
It's funny because my immediate reaction to that was it's just in front of me. But then I was like, well, no, how can it be? Because that's your future. So, and then I was like, well, it's kind of within me. So it's like a core running through me.
And it's like a core running through you. And whereabouts through you is that core?
It's right through the middle. So, it's kind of right from the very, very centre of my head all the way down. And actually it's kind of, it's filling up my limbs and...
And can you draw that on a piece of paper. Your present.
Yeah, I've drawn that. I've drawn a little stick man with the word core.
And is there anything else about your present when it's a core running right from the centre of your head all the way down?
Yeah, there's something about I want to feel grounded. I feel like it's grounding me. I feel grounded in the present. But it's funny because that grounded, I'm not entirely sure, is a completely positive thing. I don't like the word. It sounds like grinding, grounded. So, what's the word? Yeah, I feel a little bit like as it's my core, and because it's kind of, it's maybe keeping me a little bit here when I maybe want to be thinking more about the future.
Keeping you a little bit here when you want to be thinking about the future. And what kind of core is that core?
Well, see, now that I've kind of said that, I feel like it's a kind of it is grounding me in a positive way, actually. It's not a negative thing. So it's like, you know those balloon weights that you get that keep the balloon on the ground, a helium balloon on the ground, but are light enough to just move around and they can drift in the wind, but the balloon won't fly away. So it's... rather than it keeping me grounded, it's allowing me to ground myself in the and keep myself moving along, but with my feet on the ground, feet on the earth.
Can you put that on your paper?
Yeah, I've just drawn a little balloon with core.
Okay. And what do you know now about your present?
I think I'm quite keen to move on from my present. But I feel a little bit like the gusts of wind that will move the balloon along. I've just got to wait for the gust of wind.
Okay.
So, and be patient.
And okay. Now we're going to explore your future. And whereabouts around you is your future? Is it in front of you, behind you, to the side, below, above? Whereabouts is your future?
It's in my head.
Anything else?
It's in my head and it's in front of me.
Okay. It's in your head and it's in front of you.
So I guess maybe thinking about my past and those rays that are coming out. Similarly, I've got the same sort of fan of things going out in front of me from my head. And actually from my heart.
Okay. From your head and actually from your heart. And can you put that on a piece of paper too?
I can. it's funny. Because I've put it on my piece of paper, but the future that's in my head and the future that's in my heart are two different things. Well, they're not quite connected up at the moment. It's quite interesting.
Is there anything else about those two things that are not quite connected up?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't necessarily feel uncomfortable. I'm just interested. I think it. I think it very much represents a bit of the tension that I've been, or that conflict that I've been dealing with about what my future is. So I don't feel uncomfortable that that's how this picture has come out.
And what do you know about that picture?
Well, I've got a smiley face on it, so I know the future is going to be a happy one. I think what I know about that future is I've got to just let it be what it will be. But not, yeah, there's something about the, I'm looking at my balloon and my future, and those two things are connected, and the wind that's required. And it's about not relying completely on the gust of wind. Of wind, but not overthinking it either.
Can you put that on your paper?
Yeah, I've written that down. I've just written, let it be what it will be, not relying completely on the gust of wind, but not overthinking it either.
And what do you know now?
I think I know that sometimes it's good just to sort of be floating along in the present and not thinking too much about what's gone before or what's going to come, but just to sort of be, to exist. And yeah, and actually that kind of takes the pressure off a bit because, you know, what will be, and you can try and design that as much as you want. But if you spend too much time doing that, then often actually it can lead to more disappointment. So it's about that balance between the two, which I think is this why the head and the heart futures aren't necessarily the same thing, because there needs to be a balance between those two things. So, if I think about, I've been thinking about what my opportunities are. And as I sit here, there's a bit of me that's just kind of like, you know, I think some of those are probably going to, I'm going to float along to them. I want a better phrase. Okay.
And would that be an okay place to end the session? Okay. Thank you. And what do you know now that's different to before we did that?
I've been doing quite a lot of work on this over the last few weeks. So I think it's reinforced. It's kind of reinforced a number of things. It's reinforced that I really need my holiday. I really need the holiday next week. I've got the next 2 weeks off, so I really need that. And actually, it's really reinforced that I've kind of been fighting a little bit with the past and the future, that I think I've lost sight of the present a little bit. And so I think the next 2 weeks is just going to allow me to just be so, just be.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.